And now, you are listening to In the Fish Tank with DJ Fish.
What is up? It is DJ Fish, and I am here with...
DJ Pillsbury.
Hey, and...
Big A.
And today, we're going to be talking about our favorite horror movies. Oh, wait. That's really loud.
It was
Turn it down.
Who wants to go first?
Big A, let's go. What's your favorite horror movie?
I don't got one. Because Black Phone is a thriller, not a horror movie.
You don't have a favorite horror movie?
Not that I could think of.
You're not even a slasher movie. I would even count that. Because there's a difference.
Yeah, there is a difference.
There is a difference, but I got to think of one.
I have multiple.
I'm not a,
go ahead.
I'm not a horror movie.
You got to let her think.
I like slasher movies. Because I watch horror movies all the time. I think like my favorite slasher movie would be Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Which one?
All of them except for the last one. It was bad. It was really bad.
My favorite out of Texas Chainsaw? The original. Like, the first one? That is creepy. Imagine watching that when you're like 12 years old.
You watched that when you were 12?
Yes.
You want to talk about scarring? I was 6, okay? My parents just sat me down, right? And we watched 3 movies that night. We watched Child's Play.
Oh, Lord.
The original one.
I love that.
We watched Pet Cemetery.
Oh, my God. No.
Yeah. And then we watched Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Dang. I only watched it because, like, my dad had it on DVD, and, like, he would watch it all the time. Like, there's times where he'll just, like, see something, like, on TV and, like, be like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. And then watch it over and over again. But, so, like, I watched that for the first time and, like.
It scarred you.
Yes. But, like, I still like it. It's, like, really, the original is just the best.
Yeah. But.
Number 2, like, the second movie to the original, you know what I mean? That one is booty cheeks. Like, it sucks.
I don't know.
I think
Jeepers Creepers is an honorable mention, though.
Really?
It's honorable. I didn't say it was my favorite. I said honorable mention.
I've not seen it, but, like,
it's bad. God, it's really bad.
Yeah.
But talk about, like, there's, like, horror movies, and then there's, you got the cheesy ones, like The Leprechaun.
Oh,
I watched that.
That movie is so corny. Spoiler alert for any of you who don't. The ending scene, the kid just sticks a four-leaf clover on the end of a stick of gum with a slingshot and just says, "Eat these lucky charms," and just blasts it to the back of his throat.
That is so dumb. I just bit my lip. Do you have any, like, newer horror, like, in, like, last... Let's say, like, 5 years.
Oh.
I bit my lip hard.
I got Vaseline in my backpack if you want some.
No.
Not that I can think of. I like the last 10 years.
She said 5.
I was listening. But I don't.
If you want to do last 10 years, that's fine.
I think Final Destination was a good one.
Really? I started watching that and I was like, this is so.
I don't find Final Destination scary.
The first one, it's not scary, but people consider it a horror movie, quote unquote. But this is more of like a thriller slash.
I mean,
movie.
It's kind of, I don't want to say it's cool because it's not. But like in the first one, where it's like he saw the plane, like he knew that the plane was going to crash.
Yeah.
And then like he's like, I need off this plane.
That was
like
the point of
that.
The
yeah, that's what they.
That was the point of it because
all of them is.
He escaped death, and death was trying to catch up with him.
That's, like, it's cool, but, like, they drag it out, you know what I mean?
They do, and they overplay it, like, a car died on a train track. This manhole explodes and just ricochets off a tree into the windshield.
Yeah, like, that's ever gonna happen.
Or a log falls off a logging truck.
Like, okay, so, that I know happen. About that part, and every single time, like, I'm in the car on a highway, and I see that. I'm like, please get over.
Yeah, but that's the reason my dad won't drive behind a logging truck.
It's like watching that. You're like, you don't know what can happen. You know what I mean?
No, and some of them are so stupid. Like, there's a scene in one of them where this girl's shoelace gets stuck in the escalator, and the escalator just falls apart and just like kills like ton of these people, bro.
So okay, it's not that I don't like escalators, but like I would prefer to take the elevator than the escalator. I'd rather drop, like if any, like if you had to go up an escalator or an elevator, and no matter what, one was going to fail, I would rather go on the elevator. I'd rather go up and have a good time and then come down. Mm-mm. And I don't want to get, like, basically, like, eaten up by the escalator. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So it's like, I'd rather go on the elevator.
I don't like escalators. I do like the ones that they have at the airport where you just stand on.
You just glide. Yeah, like that's those. Fun.
That's really fun. They had one at Universal, and I just...
just kept going. I remember. Yeah,
okay, have you thought of any?
I'm not a horror movie type girl.
Girl, come on. Not thrillers, even like slasher. Scream, not Scream, nor like Halloween.
Okay, Strangers. I think that's what it's called. I don't know what that movie is called.
Strangers, that's a good one.
But yeah, I like that one. And then I guess we can say It, but I really don't like It because of the clown. If the clown was up there, it would be a very good movie.
That's the whole point of
it. It could be anything else. Why do it have to be a clown?
Yeah. That's the funny part. When It came out, like, the first time, like, the reboot, my mom hates clowns. Me and my dad, like, watched it without her knowing. She was just in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And she just looked at the TV, and it's the scene where, you know, he just reached out and just yanks Georgie into the sewer.
Oh, yeah.
It was, and my mom was like, why do you guys make me watch this stuff? Because he just also turns into this giant spider, and she's afraid of spiders.
The second one is better than the first one, I feel like.
Yeah, part two is better than the first one.
I did, like... Okay, so when the first part came out of, like, the reboot...
Yeah.
I remember the stupid painting scene where it was, like, the Jewish kid. But he kept, like, looking at this painting, and it kept freaking him out. And, like, that was his, like, fear, that painting.
Yeah.
And then it came to life. I remember that part scaring me to death.
And she went to work the next day, and she looked at the poster, and she's like, y'all better not move, or we're throwing hands.
We're throwing hands. No. But, yeah, I do agree. The second one is the best.
Yeah. But when you say Halloween, Halloween's overplayed, in my opinion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Literally, you could have had it, like, a trilogy. Three movies. One, two, three. Be done.
Yeah. But it's just overplayed at this point. Mm-hmm. Like,
I know it's like the new one. Yes, there's a new one coming out.
I know there is. I think it's
going to be the last one because it's called Halloween Ends. But like, I'm not even like excited for it. It's like have done this every single year, basically. Not really, but like it's the same thing over and over again. Like, when are you going to stop? You have to stop at some point.
When Michael Myers just finally disintegrates.
Yeah, because that didn't make sense. I don't know. Then they kill him, and then he just came back. He always dying.
Yes.
He always dying, and he come. And my mom is terrified of him. I don't know
Michael Myers is not that scary.
He's not.
He's not scary at all. And I'd just be like, how are you scared of him? She'd be like, just look at the mask. Look at the mask. I'm like, mama.
It's just not even.
And you're not scared of It? You're not scared of Pennywise, the dancing clown? And she talk about me being scared of the clown. She's scared of a mask.
But one of my, like, also, Trick or Treat. Have you seen Trick or Treat? Kenny, what do you want, bro?
Kenny, come on.
JP, you're not invited.
Yeah, you already know who it is. It's Kenny. I'm a special guest on the show today. What are we talking about today?
Favorite horror movies.
Yeah, as I was saying, I have to go with Nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay.
That's a good pick.
That's a wrap for Kenny today.
Kenny, everybody. Like I was saying, but Trick or Treat is it's a confusing movie.
Because
you actually, it's not like some of these movies where you can just like watch it and then you can figure out what happens at the end. There's like these multiple parts of these stories, and then it just comes all together at the end.
Mm-hmm. That, like, I really like those type of movies. I like, okay, so one of my favorite horror movies that also doesn't make sense at the end. Like, I hate the ending, but I also love the movie. You know what I mean?
What is that?
It's called High Tension. It's free, I think, still. It should be free on Tubi. If you have time, watch it. It is really good. And the ending, like, okay, so the ending, it's really confusing. But then, like, once you understand, like, what happened, you're like, okay, like, that's kind of cool.
It takes you 3-4 days to figure it out.
Yes.
No, but anyways, like, a lot of like the horror movies nowadays, they just left like confused.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, it takes like 3 or 4 days you figure out
like what?
What is this?
Another movie that I really like. I'm not even going to describe it because there's no way I can make it PG. Is X.
That's great.
You should watch it.
I don't think I would do.
Why not?
I don't know.
You don't even know what it's about.
You're right. I don't know.
I literally... Okay, so I bought the DVD for that movie. And ever since, I've watched it like 3 or 4 times. Because I love it. And then they're coming out with a prequel to it called Pearl.
Well, because, you know, Hollywood has no clever ideas. So, have you watched it? I know it's not really a horror movie. I don't think it's a horror movie. But I remember when it came out, like, The Raven.
Oh, The Raven?
Yeah. It's like, it's an Edgar Allan Poe, obviously. But, like, it's about this, like, serial killer that reads his poems and then starts killing people in the way that the poem, like, the poem ends. And so it takes Edgar Allan Poe to stop this man. It's kind of...
The way he was smiling reminds me of, like, a Dr. Seuss character.
Dr. Seuss is a disturbed man. He should become a horror movie himself.
I was watching, Face Off. I know.
The special effects
show. Breath is hot.
Yes! I love that movie. Not movie. I love that show. Because
it's clever.
Because you said Dr. Seuss, and it reminded me of that. Because they did one where it's like they had to make...
Dr. Seuss characters is a horror movie characters.
Yes. Yeah. And I loved it. Like, that was my favorite episode of that season.
I remember this one thing. Like, I was watching it one night, and they had to make clowns.
Yeah.
It was really cool. And then, like, I don't know what happened. Like, I woke up, and then my parents are just, like, looking at me like, are you okay, son?
Are you okay?
Oh, no, but it's almost time to go.
It is.
Quick question. What's your guys' favorite body armor flavor?
Ooh, mine is the orange mango.
I don't drink body armor.
You should. It's really good.
They're really good.
They're better than than Gatorade.
I don't drink Gatorade.
Powerade?
Nope.
Powerade.
You don't drink
Gatorade.
Any sports drink.
Nope.
Really?
Not even Pedialyte.
No. I just drink water.
Pedialyte is good. Pedialyte is good.
Hey, trust me, we always drink it.
I just drink water. No.
I mean, that's not bad. Like, at least she's not drinking, like, soda all the time. Like, have you seen kids?
Yes. They just live on Mountain Dew and Dr. Pepper.
Yes, and it's like, y'all are literally going to have a heart attack any second now.
Okay.
Y'all don't have blood in your body. You have Mountain Dew.
I just fight. It's like, I wake up, I drink Mountain Dew, and eat a Oreo. I'm ready to fight God. Let's go. This is literally the lifestyle.
That's a wrap from Fish in the Fish Tank. Bye.
Don't drown in the fish tank.